Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen, it is... You okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I feel a lot better now. Yes, it is time now for Spankwagon Radio.
It's Friday night, 6 p.m. if you're sitting here in beautiful, nice weather out this week, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, it is very nice weather.
I can barely hear myself.
I can hear myself just fine.
Can you turn my ear up? There you... Wah!
Better?
That was a little too much.
But do what now?
No, that... Right. Don't turn it back down.
There you go. How's that?
That... No, back to where it was. Okay, right there. Right there.
Right there?
No, quit fucking... Okay.
Down?
No, it's fine. Really, seriously.
Do what now?
No. All right, folks. Friday night, Las Vegas, Nevada, coming to you live from... We're the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the... Infallible Claude Balls.
Infallible, nice. I thought you were quadraphonic.
Dude, I am anything and everything, dude.
Oh, I see.
I am everywhere and everything.
You are whatever's convenient.
Yeah, kind of like God.
No, Jesus. No, that's for a religious argument, whenever it's convenient. You know what? It was kind of nice showing up to the studio today.
Why is that?
We've got like all kinds of fancy new buttons and switches and knobs. I think that's probably why Dig showed up in the chat room right away, because, you know, we're pretty notorious for pushing a button we shouldn't or making something else do something it should.
People
or...
seem to be really really upset about that.
What, the fact that we like to push buttons?
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? In all honesty, let's try some here. Let's try out our new soundboard.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Let's kill this feed.
Yeah, let's hear how it sounds now.
Play some music.
I am.
Oh, turn it down. See, we forgot something already. See, we forgot to hit the button.
Ah.
And then fade in. The hell? It's still quiet. Your computer sucks.
The Gentleman's Club.
Or maybe we should go down there, Carl.
We may as well. I'm too jacked up on candy to go to sleep. Now grab me some clean bunnies for the road.
Marshmallow or chocolate?
Are you kidding? Both. I got a loogie that can fill a lake.
Okay.
You know what? Hold on. We'll go ahead.
So what do you play? You play a fucking TV rip when we say high fidelity. What do you give us? You give us something that's ripped from a TV show. Ripped from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We have high fidelity studio equipment here. What do you play? Mono.
That's not mono, man. That's the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Okay. They copied the audio left to right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sounds better, though. Okay, fine. Let me go ahead and play something else here. Let's see how this sounds.
Still sounds like shit to me.
It's not playing.
Oh.
Oh, it is, man. See. It's an intro.
Oh, Jesus.
some Mandalorian. Story is dumb, Star Wars historians. Deep in the debate, but they play at Ben again. Round renegade, show to penetrate first and second defense.
I don't think it's coming over that loud. I think your days of running the music are almost over because
they're not.
Fucking play shit. All right, so anyhow, I walk into the studio. The station manager, the guy who runs the show, basically runs the show, like got a bunch of fucking new equipment, which means we get a bunch of fucking buttons to press and play.
That's right. We have many buttons.
Which means now we got to learn a new path because now we actually have the ability not to fade in and out, but to actually just turn our mics. Go ahead and give me a note.
Let's go ahead here and let's give a demonstration.
Give me a note.
It's almost like a MIDI without the fade out.
That's true. That really is very true.
Yes, it is. True indeed. Word. True dat. That's how true it is.
Word. All right. So
I'm just happy I have new equipment to play with right here, and it sounds a hell of a lot better.
Sounds beautiful. I mean, I don't even hear, other than the fan for the one computer behind us that does the screen cap. Let's actually get that up there.
Please.
I don't even know what I'm looking at right now. There's like a monitor that does the Spankwagon image. And that thing is loud. Big old fan. Site updates. Let's cover the stuff. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us at our official site at
www.spankwagon.net. That is the site online where you can find Spankwagon Radio.
Yep. So there you go. Well, find our no official...
It's the best site on the internet, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean,
well, I know
I'm biased because I put it together, but...
You may be biased, but, you know, it doesn't change the fact.
Well, that's true. Why are you arguing against me for the same point? All right, let's
see. I'm arguing for you, man.
I know, but yet I'm still feeling the need to counter your argument because that's just normal with you.
It's a gut reaction, man. What can I say?
Claude says something. Fight, 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 fight.
I'm basically going to pick a fight to prove I agree with you.
Ah, Jesus. All right, so, yeah, we've got flat-screen monitors, which is really nice, which means that, you know, the studio probably won't turn to a fucking nuclear temperature, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the station manager has officially commented on our performance. He has called us, quote, fucking goofballs, end quote. So everything's going good.
Well, as long as we're not the fucking goof, I think I can handle that as a compliment.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't even get me started on him. Hey,
no, I don't.
Let's cover. No. So, actually, you know what? Diggs is here in the chat room. Hello, Diggs. Forgive us if we do kind of fuck the buttons up for the first time. The file cabinet.
The file cabinet.
Now,
let's go ahead. I think we should go ahead and
do
a little backstory on this.
I want to do this backstory a little differently.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm watching the news, the CNN local edition update. And
which is pretty much what they take off of the local, is it a CBS affiliate?
Channel 8.
CBS affiliate.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like just kind of, you know, I watch it, it's like 10 minutes of news, and they have this thing about a file cabinet purchased at Broadacres. Is your identity safe? And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool, I'll see, because I'm into identity theft, like as in what
right,
to
right.
stop and
it's
what to watch out for.
It's a hobby of yours based in paranoia.
It's my black helicopter paranoia. So anyhow... I'm watching this, and all of a sudden they're talking about this file cabinet, and they open up a door and say, this was full of private and confidential information. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is I have a pretty decent memory. It's not photographic by any means, but I've got a real decent memory. I wig out, and I start screaming for you, because we're both at work.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, that's a cough button, so you can cough. And
That's good enough. I'll use that to my advantage, actually. So, well, what happens is we're at work, and Trench here tells me, dude, look at the TV. You got to look at this
the
quick,
TV.
Quick,
look
quick.
Look at it now,
quick.
Now,
like,
look at it now.
I'm like... Okay, fine. And they proceed to say that there is a filing cabinet that was full of personal confidential information that came from the Broadacre swap meet.
Now, you were like, it's just a filing cabinet. How can you tell? And I go,
I'm like, okay.
I'm like, those blue tabs and that handwritten one that says what, personnel.
Yeah, you're like, look at that. Does that not look familiar? I'm like, I've seen blue folders a lot. I've seen black filing cabinets quite a few in my time.
And I just point out, that was a filing cabinet we saw.
This is the filing cabinet we saw downstairs.
In the parking lot, in a big pile of trash.
Right.
We called, one night after the show, we're downstairs, and we see this, and we're like, wow, what's all this stuff? Because we're curious human beings. So we start doing what anybody would. We start trashing, in other words, going through the trash. And we started finding business cards. We started finding employment records, drug records, blueprints to schools that weren't even built yet.
as well as a lot of other actual buildings and things of that sort. Now, at first, I didn't really realize this either until they said the name, which was like Land Title of Nevada.
Land Title of Nevada, which you actually recognize as the name on the most of the business cards and letterheads.
Right, because I was going through those documents too.
Now, I know we saw this filing cabinet downstairs here on property of the studio. I called Diggs right away because my mind, I'm going, holy fuck, that needs to be taken care of, because I knew it was a risk to having that stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
We got so many bums running around here. Any bum could have come in, grabbed something, and walked off.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, ah, you know, call Diggs. Whatever happened to it, Diggs? I know you're in the chat room. You can give us a call or just relay to the chat room. When I called you about that junk, the blueprints for the schools,
did you
desks,
call someone to remove it? And if so,
Because they actually removed it straight to Broadacres and sold it.
And was trying to sell this off to sell people's information wholesale at the swap meet.
Because, I mean, it was.
But it is the same cabinets we saw downstairs. And what's kind of scary is there were a lot more piles of confidential documents that are missing now.
Tons. Because that pile was a huge, like a 10 by 10 foot, stood 6 feet high worth of stuff.
Right, because what they had done is they had busted office furniture, some cabinets, and some other things too, and some desks. Mm-hmm. They had broken down to throw into a trash pile, so everything else was just kind of sticking on top of it.
Yeah, so that's something very interesting that, I mean, I find it interesting because I'm paranoid enough as it is. You know, I feel that, dude, you got your stuff, you need to shred, you know. The news article actually said that the company now, the Nevada Title or whatever, is actually trying to figure out how in the hell that filing cabinet from wherever they originally thought it was. Because I don't even think they realized it was on this property at one point. But from wherever it originally was to wherever it got to.
We believe it may have been cleared out of an office that was here on site. Because they have quite a few offices in this building as well.
Yes, they do.
In the back. We believe it was cleared out of one office because there was one place that was actually being aired out and they looked like someone's working in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we guess that possibly they were moving locations. I can't find an address for Nevada Land Title at the studio's address here. But they certainly had that cabinet here.
It was very, very interesting. Something that we took interest in because we know where that cabinet came from, so to speak.
Yes, we are a part of the Six Degrees of Las Vegas. It's really frightening to me, but it's kind of exciting, too. I feel like a celebrity almost.
Because you found a filing cabinet?
That was on the TV.
That makes you... Oh, Jesus. You are desperate for attention.
I'm entangled in it, yeah.
So, I don't know. Very interesting stuff. Something we may have to follow up
with. Let's hope that no one comes after us for our fingerprints being on it.
I don't... Oh, come on, dude. It was at Broadacres. You know how many people put their hands probably on it there?
That's true, but still.
I ain't too worried. So why were your fingerprints on it? I was looking at it. Broadacres decided it'd be a bad idea. There. Solved. Done. See?
Well...
Exonerated. Thank you.
I suppose.
Exonerated. Cleared.
But still, man. That's some pretty scary shit right there.
Well, of course it's scary.
People just throwing shit out into the fucking trash. I wonder where my stuff is. Anything I've ever filled out.
Who knows? Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Okay, I turned it on.
You turned it on, yes.
Now I turned on the right one.
Idiot.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going, Diggs?
You know what? I just caught the ass end of that. I missed the point. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, remember a few weeks ago when I called you about all that stuff that was in the driveway?
Yeah.
Okay. We found, or the news had on there, that soundboard, or...
filing cabinet.
That filing cabinet.
The filing cabinet that we called you about downstairs, full of personal information, someone was trying to sell up at Broadacres and sell the information out of it.
Broadacres, what's that?
Broadacres is
what's that? You live in Las Vegas, you know where that is.
I have no clue. I live in Henderson, first of all, but...
Of course.
I avoid Vegas like the plague, mostly.
Oh, that's nice. Where do you stick the studio? Down here. Oh, thanks.
Great.
I avoid Vegas, but we're going to put everybody in target range.
Right in the middle of a fucking hood.
Well, it can't be LV Rocks if the studio's in Henderson.
Oh, there's a technicality. Well, of course, why do you put us down in Palletville?
Hey, now. That's a great neighborhood, man.
Palletville?
I would like to point out, if I could, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, go ahead.
Go for it.
I would like to point out that the most heinous offense I've ever seen happen in that neighborhood was a Miami Ice co-host stealing something somebody down the street.
Wow. Interesting.
So, yeah, and that's one of our own shows, right?
So. You know, a lot of pride in that one there, huh, Diggs?
No pride.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, for all the shit people talk about the neighborhood, the worst thing I've ever seen happen in that neighborhood was Miami Ice doing some shit down the street.
So you're the you're responsible for the downfall of this neighborhood.
I think we bring down the neighborhood more than anybody does.
That's great. That's good to know. We don't have anything to fear because we're the bullies on the block.
Nice. Hey, how's the phone coming in? I mean, we're experiencing all this new equipment and trying to figure out all the buttons and stuff. And
yeah, it's beautiful.
This, you even sound good. I hope you sound good on the other end so people can hear you.
Nah, I mean, you should be. That thing's been so perfected that it's not even funny, dude. You should nice. Be hearing me level of you in there.
Nice. Very nice. But
all right, but I don't know. I called, when you called me that night about all that crap out there,
mm-hmm.
I called the owners of the building. And I told them, you know, there's some sensitive stuff out there maybe. Is that going to be picked up by somebody in particular or just left to the dumpster man or what?
Right.
And they said they were going to take care of it, and that was the last I heard of it.
Hmm, interesting. So basically what they did was they took care of it. They sold it at a swap meet.
Yeah. There was, because like I say, there's personal information in there. There were.
The owners didn't go selling that at a swap meet, trust me.
Well, someone will.
Maybe excuse me for being so stereotypical, but perhaps someone of Hispanic influence may have come and picked them up and thought he could make a dime off of them, because I've seen that happen over there a lot with crap around the dumpster.
Hmm. Are you talking about Rolandork?
No. No, Rolandolt.
Rolandolt, yes.
Well, it is possible.
No, not him.
Are you sure?
No, not him. I'm not.
You're not sure that it isn't him?
Well, yes, because they don't sell cars at the swap meet.
Actually, it hadn't dawned on me. You know?
I mean,
maybe.
He has access. You never know.
But you're sure it's the same item?
Positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Name of the company from the documents that we saw was the exact same.
Well, that's very interesting. I don't know, I may want to call and talk to you guys off the air about that.
Okay.
Get more information, because, that ain't right.
Yeah, that definitely isn't right. Plus, you know, it may be traced back to this place, and
well,
that's...
You know what? You and I can rest easy in the fact we did the right thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you called me about it, which is very responsible, because I wouldn't have known otherwise, and I called the owners right away about it. So, and at least, you know, whatever happened from there, that's beyond our control.
That's what we did, the right thing, basically.
Yeah.
So...
But, yeah, I'll call you guys later after the show or something.
Sounds like a plan. Talk to you later, Diggs.
Bye.
Bye.
That's really great. You know, the fact is that we have one filing cabinet. Filing cabinet, I could have moved myself, but no one's fucking taking the time to get rid of Buffalo Jim's fucking Cadillacs outside.
Well, you know, there's no window cars, you know, because, you know. Well, let's not even get started on it. Hey, by the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
A little bit of things. If you want to join us live, there's a couple great ways to do that. First off, you can go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam/chat link. You can chat with us on our IRC room. You can also see the webcam and see our ugly mugs on your computer.
I that guess is
that's
correct.
As close as Claude is going to get to internet porn. Also want to cover with
everybody. Starring in.
Yeah, really. Not with me in the room. Also want to point out if you're technically lead, you don't want to go through the little Java applet. You can go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks.
Indeed. So. Now, we also want to go ahead. We'd like to take a request from Akari at this time. Akari would like to go ahead and remind everyone, and thank you for reminding us too, Akari, that this Monday, September 19th, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, already?
Already. It's that time of year.
Wow.
Arr. So you have to, like, so talk like a pirate.
That's Monday. Give out the URL to the Talk Like a Pirate Day.
www.talklikeapirate.com. Wasn't exactly that hard, but hey.
Hey, just so that way everybody knows, it's talklikeapirate.com.
At least it was not.
Hey, by the way, we have not introduced our engineer today.
Oh, yes.
So why don't you work on making sure he's actually in the engineering booth. I don't have much. What else has been happening with you this week? Because my week's been pretty much shot. I've been going to school or work or home, and that's pretty much where I've been living. That's the wrong Leroy.
Wait a minute.
But it has nothing to do. I've been investigating the site. Okay, don't.
I'll be damned, man. Look at that. I didn't know Leroy Jenkins is a televangelist.
It's L-E-E-R-O-Y.
Ah, okay. That makes a difference.
Well, obviously, it's a world of difference right there.
What's this Jesus shit?
make sure we say hello to our engineer.
Let's see, where is it?
There
you go.
Thank you. Just want to make sure everybody knew that he was here. All right. Anything?
Actually, we're going through trying to rebuild everything on my car right there.
Yeah, you've been obsessing over motors and engines.
Been slumming the junkyards today.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Not well. The one place only had a four-cylinder, the Eagle Premier that they had, they said sold off, which I didn't care about because I didn't want anyhow. But
no, explain to people why an Eagle Premier. Just nice and brief, so we don't kill
fits my car. Talk. Fits my car.
So the
engine it'll mount up to the motor mounts and the transmission. It's a drop in.
Okay.
I have to go ahead and put in EFI, which is going to be kind of a pain in the ass and a little expensive. But hey, it fits in. That's the main thing.
And you're actually going to build your own EFI, basically.
Yeah, we're going to go through with the Mega Squirt system.
It's part kit and just. Part you putting it together.
Yeah, I went to Fry's and got a new soldering iron.
Nice.
Got a nice one, too. Got a, what was it, 30-watt soldering iron? Just a pencil.
Yeah, but don't you think 30 watts may be a little too hot?
Nah, because I found this really cool, like, 470-degree, like, automotive solder.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rosin core.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, hey, yeah.
There you go. Nice.
That's why I went overboard with that.
Makes sense.
So we've gone from Krager to Radio Shack talk.
Well, Radio Shack, we're not talking about cell phones here.
Heck. But I'm bummed.
Thank you.
Although I got to say one thing right there. As far as Fry's goes, they have the perhaps the absolute worst DVD selection I've ever seen.
Why do you say the worst? Because I thought it was pretty good.
Nothing is organized. No one refills stuff.
Nothing is organized, and I will agree with you.
If I was going to buy anime, yeah, Fry's would be the place to go because that seems to be the only thing anyone ever takes time to organize.
They have Euro Tsukidoji. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Fry's has, like, a little bit of everything, I will agree, so.
Yeah, was that Rod, R.O.D. and shit like that? They had Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell is, like, fucking staple.
Oh, duh.
For any Japanese nerd.
Duh. That's kind of an obvious thing, isn't it?
They have all of it. But hope you're not looking for anything else, though, man, because you have a hard time finding it. I have seen the same movie end up being in two separate places.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's give you an example here. The Life Aquatic.
Okay.
I have seen this in the L section.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yes, I've seen this in both the L section
and
the T
sense.
Section.
Jesus.
That is very common with Fry's. They'll organize shit with the word the in it, and then sometimes they won't. And it's not random with movies, and sometimes there is random with movies, but sometimes it's not just in one spot or the other, it's in both.
Interesting.
It's the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
Sounds like it, actually. But, hey, that's Fry's. And for people who don't know, here in the West Coast, we have this place called Fry's. And Fry's is a...
Fry's is the last bastion of electronic stuff.
And it is, too. You really say last bastion, and, that is absolutely...
Unless you're going to, like, some commercial or some mom-and-pop hole-in-the-wall place, dude.
Yeah.
Where the guy behind you is going to argue, fucking vacuum tubes versus actual transistors. You're not going to find what you want, especially at a reasonable price.
Well, and the thing with Fry's is, you can go in there, and it has like the 1984 Radio Shack feel to it in one section.
Yeah.
And another section has all kinds of books, software, hardware, computers, Mac. I mean, you name it. It has a little bit of everything. You want to build a PC, you can find it all there. You want
to... It is a good place to people watch.
Oh, it's totally
I
great
love
place.
To watch people give blank stares to oscilloscopes and fluke meters and not know because they don't know what the hell they do.
Yeah, and they don't know what to use them for. So the thing with the Fry's, though, and this is the big consumer problem that I have with it, when you go to Fry's and you look at something, it may be used. And as a matter of fact, I am pretty
yes.
damn well sure everything in the store except for, like, the hardcore electronics components, like buying a package of resistors and capacitors and, things like that of that nature, it's used. They actually have little stickers saying this is refurbished. Anything you buy electronic always seems to be refurbished. And people love this place.
Well, what's great, what I love about Fry's is when someone purchases a product and discovers it's actually defective,
mm-hmm.
Fry's doesn't always ship it back to the manufacturer. They just simply send it to another store in the hope someone will buy it and not return it that time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way they work a lot of the time. It's not the best way to do business for quality of product, I'll tell you that.
I will absolutely agree with that statement, because to be honest, it's...
Especially when they first opened, dude. I've heard horror stories about when they first opened. I actually read a lot of internet user groups here,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people said that Fry's had actually opened kind of sort of unofficially before their grand opening,
yes.
a week early.
Yes,
because they said, well, let's open for sales, but we're not going to be fully stocked in the store. And they said that there were just fucking pallets of shit from other stores that just said defective, 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 and they were stocking the shelves with that shit
mm-hmm.
just simply so they could open on time.
Yeah, and Fry's does this thing where, like I said, everything's used. It's huge. It's monstrous. And they're idiots. their architecture is idiot because they I love this. Fry's, they're okay, not idiot, but complicated.
Fry's architecture is great. I start shopping on one side and I finish up on the other.
Mm-hmm.
I start looking at LED flashlights, and by the time I'm done, I'm perusing the DVD section, and then I grab some M&Ms on the way out.
Exactly.
Because they have a long aisle full of just
the interior layout is great, and they have long aisles, and what they do is you go down the aisle and you go to the first register available. Now, the thing with Fry's is, though, is their exterior architecture. Every Fry's in Southern California has a theme. One has a giant UFO on top of it. One looks like a giant pyramid.
There's a bitchin' one. I can't remember what city this is, dude. It's out in the valley, and this is the first time I went to a Fry's. It was themed like Alice in Wonderland. So when you walked into the store, you know how they have that long entrance right there?
Yeah.
It was the rabbit hole.
Nice. See? They have fun with it. Here in Vegas, they were bragging, oh, this is going to be the greatest Fry's ever. What did they have? Okay, get ready for this. The facade was made up like a slot machine.
Ooh, and they have stacks of
quarters. Let's let them sink. Let this sink in.
It's basically a very blank, very brown building on the outside with a neon sign in the back because nothing's on the front.
No, nothing's on the front because when you drive up to it on LVB, Las Vegas Boulevard, you're actually driving up to the back of the building. You have to drive around the side of the building to get to the front of the building, which is facing nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, it's facing the ruins of Vacation Village.
Yes.
That's about it. But no, the entrance is very bland. It's like a giant slot machine on the outside with three giant LED screens to like show you rotating reels, though they don't work now and they randomly flicker
because
the power supplies are going out. And they have little stacks of quarters and shit outside, and that's about it. Once you get inside, there's like historical pictures of Las Vegas.
Which you obviously don't understand. Here in Vegas, I mean, if you don't live here, it's fine. If you live here, they have these same historical photos.
It's like El Dorado days, 1963.
And it's the same photo they have everywhere.
I know. I think the only thing that was interesting was they had one old picture of Benny Siegel, like doing like a screen test, you know, where he was like in a plaid suit and like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this shit is so high up and so out of the way. It's not on eye level at all. It's so out of the way, you don't even notice
it. And you won't even notice it unless you're looking for it. And a lot of people were really disappointed because they really have a lot of fun at everywhere else but Las Vegas. It's almost as if they built a store to fail. But yet, it's not failing because people are morons. No offense to morons.
I like Fry's.
I know. I hate Fry's.
What don't you like about Fry's?
Again, though,
being honest.
Being completely frank about it, I don't like the feel of the store. I don't like the fact that, you know, if I pick up a piece of merchandise, I have a 1 in a million chance that it's new.
Okay.
That drives me nuts. I do give them credit for the fact they do have a ton of DVDs and they do
have a ton. What kind of merchandise are you purchasing?
A lot of stuff that I've purchased from Fry's has been actual electronics equipment, replacing fans in my Mac, picking up some resistors, picking up a new soldering pencil, things like that.
What are some of
that I wanted to go there to do instead of Radio Shack just to see
what
it was like?
Fair enough. Have you ever bought anything from Fry's personally that was refurbished?
No, because I've avoided it. And if I see it's refurbished, I'll go somewhere else and buy it new.
Okay.
Especially because you'll see these pallets of refurbished junk, and I'll just go somewhere and buy it new for roughly the exact same price.
I'll be honest with you. The only problem that I do, what I would recommend you stay away from at Fry's, is not a bad place to shop.
Appliance electronics is what I would stay away from.
No, not even appliance electronics.
What would you say?
I would recommend if you're going to shop at Fry's for anything at all, I don't care if it's going to be for computer related or if it's going to be an appliance or anything of that sort, do not buy unknown name brand shit.
That's kind of a given with anything.
No. It's worse at Fry's. I mean, it's one thing for you to go to CompUSA because CompUSA has their own little in-house brand of shit that they use.
Right.
And then what they also do is they also will have, you know, suppliers, you know, for other brands. But in Fry's right there, if when you look at a box for a product, if it lists any other language than English as the primary language to give a description of what's inside, don't buy it.
Pretty safe bet.
I've had Norsent. Was
Norsent?
Norsent brand surround sound system, that one from my old apartment.
Yeah.
Worked well for a while, then all of a sudden the fucking left channel kicked out.
Popped.
Also had a problem with another external DVD case I bought.
All right.
Or didn't work. That's just my experience.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, Fry's is fine.
I don't know. I guess you guys got to come out to Vegas and shop for yourself. And
however, they don't honor the shit that they sell on their own website. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's outpost.com that Fry's merged with. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and take a really quick break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And I got to make sure I actually hit the button first.
So you're going to cover the first music break.
Yeah, I always cover that. Well, I'm getting in the habit of always covering the first music.
All right, okay. Let's see what you got to bring to the table.
All right. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be back in a little bit.
Spank Wagon.
This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it. Because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on.
We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. I am the good robot. I shove around the nine people. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. We are the space robots. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. I am the good robot. I shove around the blind people. We are here to protect you. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. Space has a terrible guard. We are here to protect you from the terrible secret of space. Space has a terrible power. Do you have stairs?
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio, you can find us online at
www.spankwagon.net. And I think it's time to kind of acknowledge a little something right now.
Let's do that.
We have some news here.
For those of you who listen to the podcasts and the archives, for those of you who join us weekly,
we have a little news for you.
We have news for you. We've just found out that our drama queen, the one and only, Flying J.
Infamous Flying J. We have some news about Flying J.
We have some very interesting news. Why don't we go to our live reporter on the scene?
Hi! Well, I don't know exactly what you want out of me, but...
Well, we're like all somber, and you're like...
I'm just happy to be here, golly gee.
Golly.
I was just underneath the trailer just 20 minutes ago, and I'm here now
Nice. Well, welcome.
I missed you guys.
Very touching.
You must have, because you called last week. You showed up this week.
Well, I didn't want to let you guys know that. I just want to let you guys know that I was thinking about you. And
wow.
I missed you, and I'm sorry.
Well, we got to admit, people actually do notice your absence.
Really?
Yes.
They do. It's a very touching moment right now.
So we just
kind of soak in
the moments of silence when you guys go off and talk about
cars. I promised myself I wouldn't do this.
All right, enough of that.
Yeah, right.
I like this new board. I'm going to really...
I was actually admiring that new board when I came in here.
Stop fucking with his mic.
A few things.
They changed a lot of things.
They brought in some new equipment, yeah.
Tons of new equipment. I mean, this is...
I see.
I mean, every time, it's very nice when you walk into the studio. I mean, I will say this, and I have to say this, not because I feel obligated, because it's how I truly feel. I should say, not because I feel obligated, because it is how I truly feel. It's really nice when you know that the person in charge really takes care of and really wants new shit, and not just for their own personal, but to make everybody else sound good.
Right. Nice. I mean, it's pride. I mean, this is right. The studio that everybody uses.
I think I'm ass kissing.
Yeah, it's pride.
Pride. Word.
White pride.
And what is that? Is that a cell phone?
Fucking turn the
ringers off. Who's calling you? You don't know.
You don't know.
Let's find out.
Why there's caller ID, man.
Hello?
Were you too poor to afford that shit?
This is him.
Oh, this is him. So it's someone that's asking for
Flying J. You owe us money. When are you going to pay?
Yesterday. Yesterday you did this.
Your bill was due yesterday, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mario called, right?
Okay. He told us we could find you here. No, I want to hear this.
Right now I'm in the middle of a radio show. I will call you right afterwards. And,
to make payment arrangements.
And set that up for you, okay?
I can taste you now, Jay.
1-800. We got you on live mic. You want to give out the number to the world? Go ahead and give it out. Your mic is still on. You can talk. You don't have to lip sync to us.
That's very great. It's always good to see someone in an awkward moment.
All right. Anyhow, we're back. Hey, you just joined. You joined.
No, that was a customer.
Oh, that was a customer?
That's too bad.
Yeah. It never ends for me. You know, when I'm off, I'm not off. I'm just.
Yeah, but
even your cell phone number.
That was your personal cell phone number.
That's your company.
Yeah, I know. It's a long story. It has to do with my brother-in-law. So never mind.
You owe your brother-in-law money.
No,
your brother-in-law is your customer.
Also, so it wasn't a collection.
No,
agency.
It's like one of his renters from the place that he works. He's got a new television and wants me to assist them.
Got it. All right. So anyhow,
fuck that. Anyhow.
Anyhow.
Well,
in Flying J's absence right there, we have, in fact, kind of developed a little bit of a skit here.
Wonderful.
We're a little proud of it.
Very proud of it, actually.
I've been listening, too.
You said that, yes.
No, 1 week. That's
We haven't heard from Steven Magenta since that call, so we miss Steven Magenta.
Hey guys, do you know who this is?
I'll be damned. So
well,
wait
what
a
is he saying? What?
Well, hold on. We'll find out. Could you say your name one more time for us?
Leroy. Niggins. What?
Jesus. Yeah, you've obviously been listening to the archive.
Yeah, I've been listening to the archive, but don't know who Leroy Jenkins is.
You don't know our new engineer. The man who makes us sound good.
I guess.
Hey, did you know?
Is this our formal introduction? Or,
huh?
Is this our formal introduction? Or?
Something like that. Okay. Actually, what was it?
Chicken.
Well, that's good. Hold on. Just chill out. Don't go running off again, you know.
Not my fault.
Yeah, whatever. We know, but
why do you do this shit, Leroy? I'm trying.
So we want to point that out. So
God damn it, Leroy.
I walked into the studio today. Okay, dude, someone forgot the flush toilet. You know who I found out it was?
Who?
Leroy!
We got a new bet.
He had to think about that one.
He did.
I was guessing, man. I was going to say Queen Ish.
She left a beeper for us.
Well, you know who else probably sold that file cabinet at Broadacres?
I'm afraid.
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
So I just want to...
At least I have chicken.
Now we got it. Oh, boy. Fun with soundboards. It's fun with Leroy. Sorry.
It's fun with Leroy. What soundboards are you talking about? We don't know what you're talking about.
Does he mind if I call him Leroy?
I think he does, because his name is...
Leroy!
And you must always, always pronounce it as... He also does special effects. Jenkins. Okay. Leroy Jenkins.
Is that the same Leroy on...
Oh, God.
On, World of Warcraft? No.
Yes.
It is Leroy.
Yes, this is the...
Wow, and you got him as our engineer?
We needed someone who was very assertive and very forward.
Awesome.
No one beats Leroy.
That's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time.
He's like big, like the Star Wars kid and shit now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, people are leaving.
It's like, all right, enough of that shit.
Yeah, really, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, well, check this out. We've had argument right there. I like to present things of yesterpast.
Yesterpast?
Yesterpast.
I'm coining a new term. Every time you say it now, you owe me a nickel. Anyhow.
If
Donald Trump can,
$12.05.
You're fired.
Yeah,
you're fired.
Thank you. Now, check this out. We have an argument about shitty middies.
Yes.
Try to find the shitty middies.
Right.
And I've recently kind of done something here. I've also said, what's worse, the midi of a song, what's shittier, the midi of a song or sometimes a cover? Let's go ahead. Let's play this week's
shitty
midi.
Now, we'll play the midi first.
And you guys got
to
try to guess
the name of the song.
I'm riveted.
So.
Come on.
Everybody pile into the chat room.
I already know what it is.
Hold on. You can't play.
Damn.
It's a real MIDI, just so you know. This week's shitty MIDI. Anybody in the chat room wants to guess what the shitty MIDI is?
Just remember, her father did it his way.
No one's got a guess in the chat room yet.
You pack of rats.
Aw, dude.
This is getting worse.
No, I'm digging this.
This is horrible, dude.
This is a bad one.
I think this is the worst MIDI ever.
No. We got a lot of MIDIs to go through before we get to that point. So we got shitty MIDI of the week. Anybody in the chat room want to make a guess?
Make a guess.
We're going to turn this down. So we could talk a little, so we'd have to scream. So anyhow, shitty MIDI of the week. for playing this. Anybody, you're going to win the Jack Shit prize. First person to guess it in the chat room.
I love the
or
Jack
call
Shit
us.
Prize.
Or give us a call.
1-866-LB-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
Give us a guess as to what this week's shitty MIDI truly is.
Someone got it?
Who got it? Someone got it.
Hikari.
Hikari. So why don't we go ahead, before we announce what it is, to everybody who's not in the chat room, let me go ahead and do this way down and... Why don't we go ahead and play the real song? You have the real song.
No, I don't have the real song.
You don't have your own bit that you said we'll play the shitty MIDI.
Well, everyone knows what the real song is.
Who sings it?
Well, it's covered all to hell. I don't know. I'm not.
But I'm going to present to you with possibly one of the worst covers ever of the original.
Okay, this is a cover. Oh my God.
Yes, yes. Yeah, enjoy.
And by the way, the juke got the coup. And it's
Ikari guessed.
Ikari got it right, but the juke.
Guess the artist.
Guess the artist.
Shh, enjoy.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Oh. What the
wow.
Hell?
Wow. This is not Jessica Simpson. No, that's not who sings it originally.
I know it. All
right, so don't give me that look. Don't look at me in that tone.
Now someone else is getting all your best.
Did Kilroy have it first?
These boots are made for walking.
These boots, Kilroy had it first.
I did.
Yeah. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Over me?
Jesus.
Hold on, it gets
better. The voice, though, that wavering voice.
Who is this?
This is Mrs. Ella Miller.
Jesus, wow. Fucking Angela Lansbury went to fucking town on this song.
You ought to be truthin'. You keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Damn, man.
Jesus, when you're 80, give it up.
I know who this is. It's that chick that's pushing the shopping cart with all the friggin' bumpers over there on the corner of Pecos and Las Vegas Boulevard. You know what I'm talking about. She hangs out at the McDonald's over by the swap meet. I think I heard her sing it.
Nice.
All right, now we got the breakdown
part. She fucking had to take oxygen on that one.
Karaoke's greatest hits. You're drunk, you're stupid, and you feel like singing.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing.
And you're 80.
Come on, break out your fuck me boots. Sure, your tits look like oranges and tube socks.
And Wadi knows you ain't got time to learn.
Yeah, that's hot, man. Oh shit, I owe Paris Hilton a nickel. God damn it.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah, walk all over me. Yeah, do it, mama. Stomp on me.
All right, boots, start walking.
Walk on these. Walk on these nuts. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't stop. Oh.
That's all I can fucking
do. I don't know what I can't. I don't know. We'll leave that on. We'll just do fades. Unreal. Just unfucking real. You know, I wish we had the original.
So what do you think is worse?
I love it.
I actually had more fun listening to that cover than I did the shitty MIDI.
You know, really? I like the MIDI better than the cover, though.
See, we had more fun with the cover. So, yeah. Nancy Sinatra says the music man in the room, the juke, who knows it. Uh-huh. And Kilroy got it right with these
very
boots.
Very good, Nancy Sinatra.
So, very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Let me go ahead.
So
you know what? Actually, I think I have a clip of it right there. Let's go ahead and let's play it for you. This is a clip of the real song. God damn it, iTunes load up.
You know, iTunes just takes over every fucking thing.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all.
You know, my wife has this as a ringtone. The Jessica Simpson one. So.
The fact that Jessica Simpson covered it, I've heard punk covers like all to the moon of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know. But did you see the video?
You
no, you haven't. Gosh, she washes the General Lee in like booty shorts and almost nothing. It's awesome.
Those are called Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, yeah, right. Daisy Dukes. Excuse me, I forgot.
Booty shorts. You know, we're talking about washing the General Lee, not in Daisy Dukes. But
I'm embarrassed and I'm
shorts.
Sorry.
Yes,
okay.
Because that was Booty Duke.
Yeah. Hey, hey,
that wasn't fucking Daisy Duke knowing that.
No, no, that would
Daisy
be the spinoff, the Jigs of Hazzard.
That was Booty Duke.
The what? The Jigs of Hazzard.
The Jigs
Not
of
to be
Hazzard.
Confused with the Gooks of Hazzard.
The Gooks of Hazzard.
Can we break it down a little bit more?
Reha! Hit the horn!
Yeah, yeah.
Quick, we must jump this Hyundai.
Jump into General Ree.
Wait, no. They don't drive the General Lee. They drive the General Cho.
Yeah, the General Cho. The General Hirohito.
No, what shall we do, Boss Hirohito?
Emperor Hirohito.
What shall we do, Boss Hirohito?
No, that'd be
Chinese. Boys. Who cares?
They're running from mousing tongues, thugs and shit.
Oh, shit. The Chairman Mouse. He fuck us up this week.
Oh, shit. Do the Ho Chi Minh dance.
It's not even a Hyundai, man. It's a fucking rickshaw.
Yeah, right.
Bars and stars painted on a rickshaw.
A big picture of Mousing Tung with his big yucks on the side. He's everywhere.
Oh, wah.
Yeah.
Instead of oh, wah. I saw.
Just a good old boy.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's what you call going off on a tangent.
Yeah, really, send your hate mail to Flying J, yeah, care of right. Spank Wagon Radio.
Resident racist right here. Okay, where did you acquire this?
This is Weezer.
Ah. Damn, they even got the steel guitar out and shit. Oh.
Oh,
great.
That's
wait, yeah, let's throw out Willie Nelson's cover.
You want some Willie Nelson? I got some Willie Nelson.
You know, do you have that in Willie Nelson, though?
No.
Yeah, he does at the end of the movie. That movie, suck balls, but...
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't. I mean, it was... There's a few good, cheap laughs in there, but just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it. I probably never will.
You're not wasting much. I'll wait
for it on cable kind
of
a deal.
Yeah, wait till it's on like EOD or something.
Exactly. Hey, a little bit of a...
I got a bootleg copy of it right there.
Nice. A little bit of a news to cover here.
It's all right. I thought it could have been a hell of a lot better.
I did too.
It's kind of weird though, because you're seeing all the fucking guys from Super Troopers and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Farva.
The Broken Lizard group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's do a complete 180 topic change. We had to cover this because this is something that Claude just... We talked about a little bit last week. I believe we talked about it.
Yes, Taiki would like you to know that... I guess maybe he or someone else is saying that there's a gook in the chat room.
Please, hey, there's one in our studio.
I saw. How are you?
You're Ty. I mean,
that's right. That's, you were telling us that your dad used to call you when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, these are my little gooks.
About you and your brothers.
Yeah, nice. Him and his uncle took turns, man. You know.
Calling you gooks?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Gooks.
Gook. What the fuck? They took turns. They
hey, Daddy. Pointed. Daddy's providing rice for you, boy.
Damn.
And you, and where did you grow up?
This is a loving family.
On a patty.
On a patty.
Working it.
Loving fucking.
You've been in Texas part of growing up and
West Virginia.
Beckley, West Virginia.
I did. That was a destination vacation spot right
West
there.
West Virginia.
Beckley, West Virginia.
Hey, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know.
And then how come you don't live there now?
There's only one person with a full set of teeth there. But you know what? It's the mayor. So it's all good.
It's the mayor. Yeah, yeah. He could
obviously,
afford them.
Obviously been fucking skimming.
You know, my teeth actually like look outstanding there, you know, which is kind of like good, you know. I'm like a friggin' model and shit there.
You look like an Asian Austin Powers.
Do I really? Yeah, baby. Or,
you had it right. God damn.
No, but I'm trying to think of an Asian way of doing it. But
you know. Asian way of doing it.
Austin Palace. I don't know. Can't do it.
All right.
Yeah,
never mind.
We're moving on now just because of that. Have you heard about, like, what the... Okay, now we're going to some hurricane topics because, you know, that's called the news of the day.
Oh, yeah. I smell like one of the, you know,
you
refugees.
Smell like, you smell like a... A refugee.
Hey, which way is the Astrodome? I need to catch a nap. Well, oh, okay, we could come here and stay in a free hotel and casino.
Yeah, there you
go. Shoot a little crabs and go back and Spend at the local Crush 7-Eleven.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the absolute thing, though. Some of these people are getting their $2,000 debit cards provided by FEMA, okay? And what are they using these $2,000 debit cards for?
The necessary things of life.
Necessary things of life. What is a necessary thing to life to someone who is in their situation? I mean, honest and legit, what would be something that's necessary?
Food.
Got to get that
water.
PSP.
Food.
Man.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Shelter, of course.
Obviously, you're kind of online with those bastards.
Yeah, you are a fucking refugee.
Yeah, you are a fucking refugee.
That's
fucking
right, Fuji. Man, White Club Gene right here. How you doing? I'm more of like a Praz guy.
Okay, earlier this week we
Praz, man?
Yeah, I think I'm more Praz. Anyways.
Who does he remind you of more, Wyclef or Praz?
Yeah.
Or do you even know what the hell we're talking about?
I know what the hell you're talking about.
He's thinking. Give him a second.
I'd say Praz.
Praz, thank you.
I'd say Praz.
I'd say so, too. Wyclef has got his shit together.
Yeah, man.
Good point.
Okay, go ahead.
So, anyhow, we were talking about this. We talked about this, I believe, last show. If not, we're talking about it now.
And it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. These $2,000 FEMA cards that are being handed out for people to use for bread, food, you know, clothing, necessary items. Last week, someone had to go out and buy an $800 Louis Vuitton handbag.
You know, look, I mean...
$800? Okay.
Hey, you know what? Look, okay? I just lost everything, all right? You know, can a motherfucker get just a little something? Just, you know...
Yeah, you got $2,000 to go fucking get back on your feet.
Get back on your feet.
It's all good, man. You know what? Hey, I can go with $1,200. You know, $1,200, I can get back on my feet. That's budget sweet for like a month and a half.
Well, okay. But... To spend that money on something frivolous.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know.
So.
Keep playing. Right. To spend money on something that frivolous is ridiculous because this money is my tax money.
Who are you to tell them how they're going to spend it?
I got to keep it real, though.
Well, no, hold on.
Oh, now I got two fucking devil's advocates.
I'm just going to argue right there.
Fuck.
I agree that it should have been spent on food and shelter and things of that sort.
Necessity.
However, I mean, you know, if you're going to pick and say you have to decide who or what they're going to be able to buy with it, then you should have given them fucking WIC cards or something.
Yeah,
I will agree, because on the cards it actually says you cannot buy alcohol, tobacco, or firearms on the cards.
Right, and I mean it's
you
like...
You can't really buy like a new pair of like $800 shoes or anything like that because, you know, the street's still filled with water. You don't want to fuck them up, so you want to have something to hold.
You're not in that town, though.
That's cool, though, man, because that's why they raided Foot Locker.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. This, first off, the Louis Vuitton bag was purchased in Atlanta, high and dry compared to New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay, so that, your little argument there fails miserably.
Damn, man, I knew it was.
But here's the thing.
Stand.
If you
wasn't
are, if,
hold
you,
water.
If you need help, you need assistance, and you're gracious enough to take these, I think, I believe that, you know, you should be responsible enough to not purchase a Louis Vuitton bag.
No, I agree. I know what you're saying. It's the same people that, you know, when you go off of D Street here and they got the projects over there,
right,
and they got like Mercedes and BMWs and Escalades in the driveway, but they...
That's because they got no rent.
They live in a goddamn shack.
If you and I didn't have to pay rent, dude, we could have $800 a month car payment.
You guys could. I will agree. I would be the same thing, too.
It's the same situation,
I wouldn't drive a Neon if I didn't have to buy mortgage payments.
All it is just
Mick. I will agree.
Yeah, but I can't picture you rolling in an H2 or an Escalade.
All it is Mick Government.
You can picture me rolling in a 300C.
I will fuck up a Land Rover like a motherfucker.
So, I will say you
can. With some 20s.
Shut that fuck up. You know, you wouldn't drive a Land Rover. You drive a Rover.
I drive a Cavalier, and you know what?
You don't even, wait, you, oh, no, don't even start saying what you would buy for a car. What happened three months ago? Let's flash back. Hey, Jay, call us when you go out shopping for a vehicle, so that way we can help you find a vehicle that'll fit you perfectly.
You didn't have to turn my mic off.
I didn't. Well, we have a belch mic button now, so we're helping
you.
No,
I wanted people to hear that. Because,
oh, okay.
You know, I was giving you background music.
I have some good background.
For my bad choices.
I have some good background music for the people of New Orleans.
Here's the thing. You know what else we're spending this money on? You ready for this?
Cats.
Gay pornography.
Cats.
Bites.
What the hell?
Have you seen that one? the Punch Out? You know the part where Little Mike, Little Mac is chasing.
That's not right.
You know the part where
cats.
You don't like that.
Cats.
It was a link to me.
No.
Why is it on Yahoo?
Have you guys seen? You guys played Punch Out before, right? Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Who hasn't? All right. You know the part where Little Mac is chasing his. Somebody had like did this. I saw
it. It was on something awful.
Yeah. I said, hey, that nigga stole my bike.
Where
like,
Little
no,
Mac is chasing after what's the trainer's name?
I don't remember.
He's chasing after the trainer, dude. And the trainer is riding a bike and shit.
He changed the words at the bottom. It's great. Photoshop rules.
I got another one here too. So I get this shit loaded up. You gotta check this out.
Not going anywhere for a while. Grab a Snickers. Not going anywhere
for
a while.
Oh Jesus! And it shows someone Snickers. Grabbing a box not of Snickers
as they loot a store.
As they loot a store. Oh nice.
Yes. Wow.
See, I'm just missing out on
big,
all that.
Big up to us, Ted, who sent me all that shit, dude.
Nice. I don't know. We got them by Louis Vuitton, but we also now have them where they've been. Because they're tracking...
Lap dances.
Yes, lap dances.
That was the latest
look, one. Okay, you just went through the most traumatic experience of your life. If you need a little bit of ass, you know, rubbed on you...
No.
Come on, man. Come on.
That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit.
Come on.
Your fucking goal is to, you know, survive.
Would
and
you
live,
object
man.
To booze?
Would I object to booze? It depends.
You can't buy booze with that car. Card.
Well, yeah, you know.
You cannot buy alcohol. It says...
But you can buy lap dance.
You can buy lap dances.
You can do the old food stamp trick. Come on, man.
Well,
I'll buy you this many groceries.
Stitz was talking about that, man. Yeah. He said we should go down there and offer him like 40 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, 50 cents on a dollar. Yeah,
hook it up.
There you go.
You ever bought shit with food stamps before?
Yes.
I did a favor for somebody. I moved someone out of an apartment, dude, and they gave me $200 in food stamps.
Yeah.
I went to Walmart to go shopping.
Yeah.
I went to the Super Walmart up on Nellis, up in the hood.
Okay.
In the white trash area.
Yeah.
I put on the best clothes I had.
Which isn't
nicest.
Saying much.
You did ODB, man.
I dressed up, man. I got real dapper and shit for the occasion. Came up, man, ran up like a $180 bill and stuff and whooped out food stamps.
Oh, my God.
Did you speak with a British accent, too?
What side of town did you do this on?
Nellis and Craig.
Good day, man.
Okay, so you were in the proper neighborhood. Now, I would have laughed my ass off if you would have pulled this stunt in Summerlin, the rich bitch neighborhood.
That would have been worth it
there. That would have been worth it.
I would have went to like the most bling Walmart ever, you know, like one near Seven Hills and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, something really nice. By the way, Juke points out in the chat room, hey, with those cards you can buy ingredients for meth.
Sweet. You know,
I didn't think of that.
That's how you turn a profit. All these people are stressed out. What? Hey, you know, hook them up with some
dude,
meth.
Dude, $2,000 worth of Sudafed, you know?
Right.
What?
I got cold, man.
Man, I'm real sick. You see all this water? This is swampy, motherfuckers.
This is for all the sick people in New Orleans, man.
I got swamp lung. Swamp lung.
Anyway. All right. Claude, you got music for the break, or should I cover this one, too? Because I got music.
I got some new music, actually, that I recently come across right here.
All
right.
The glass in my iPod broke. I'm not happy with that.
The glass in your iPod? What the fuck did you do?
How can we replace it?
Well, I don't know. They retired it.
The iPod Minis?
Yeah.
No, man. There's some place you can
get
some
They got the Nanos,
shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got to get me a Nano now.
Oh, Jesus. All right, what do you got for music for us, Claude?
I got some good shit going on right there, man. I'm gonna promote some harmony and some new reggae shit I've discovered recently.
Reggae. Here we go.
All right, man.
Well, some Inner Circle Bad Boys.
No. Circle, man.
What are they listening to?
Spank Wagon Radio, only available on the internet.
For now.
For now. Yes, one day that'll change.
Will you just play the damn music so we cue
Spank
out?
Spank Wagon Radio, we shall be back.
Sure. the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend built in the bed.
It's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit car. Got no CD player, it only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack. And I got no fucking brakes, I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it asshole.
You fucking piece of shit.
I got a piece of shit
car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass. That pile of metal shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. The car always fucking stalls. And the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger. And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
She never ever get the pussy.
Hey, shut up. You piece of shit car. Both fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking rag for a gas cap. Tailpipe making sparks fly.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Alrighty, we're back. I just fucking forgot the button.
Charlie M, you made me pop your eye out for Charlie fucking M.
That piece of fucking shit, you protecting him?
I got your head in a fucking vice. good old Joe Pesci, man. You know.
Frankie, do this guy a fucking favor.
God damn it, man. You know, the Italians, they give and give and give. They never stop giving.
They don't have to, man. Yeah. Catholicism allows them to get away with anything they want.
Right, right. Yeah. Got to do the doo-wop. Oops.
All right.
The old days of Vegas. Where have they gone?
Have me a nice giddy.
Easy. They've gone to the video rental section, casino. Go find it, all right? Because anyway. Neither of you were Pesci. No,
we're not.
I'm not trying to do Pesci.
Yeah, I know.
What are you trying to do?
Because
Pesci in every film he acts in is the same.
No, he's not.
Okay,
dude.
De Niro.
How can you say Pesci is the same as Casino as he was in Lethal Weapon?
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take back my point.
Dude, De Niro. You fuck my wife.
You fuck my wife. You fuck my wife.
I'm gonna ask you one more time.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. You fuck my wife.
You fuck my wife.
You fuck my wife.
I'm not answering that.
Next
question.
On Dueling Retards and Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm not answering that question. That's a retarded fucking question. I mean, that's a
dude,
ridiculous question.
Do Christopher Walken doing
Christopher Walken doing Joe Pesci?
I can't do it.
Why not?
Hey, you fuck my wife. You fucked her. Why? I'm gonna ask you one more time.
You just did Borat doing De Niro.
I know you did Borat.
No, this is Borat. Yegmesh.
Did you fuck my wife?
Right. Did someone at least tell people what they're listening to aside from this?
Spangwagon Radio.
Thank you.
All right.
Available at?
Oh, yes.
There's several syndicates, but our homepage is spankwagon.net. Hey, by the
you're
way,
the
everybody,
pro,
everybody out there, make
thank
sure.
Thank you, thank you. I just want to have everyone know that. That
okay, now we're
I'm the pro.
Now we're stepping all over Mark again. Anyways.
It's okay.
I'm intrigued.
It's okay. He's tolerant of you.
Oh. I am
nice.
The colored one.
Check the archive.
Nice, yes. Yeah. It's always in the archive.
I'm fucking colored. I'm a minority, dude. I'm white.
All right.
You are now. Well, wait a minute. What the fuck am I? If you're in the minority, there's two of us in here.
You're like red all the time, constantly.
Yeah, I am, but...
I'm in the minority. You are the oppressor now, Flying J.
I is.
It's all your fault.
You are the new cracker.
Go ahead. Pick more cotton. Pick my cotton. Right, whoa, hey,
we're hitting the lowest.
I'll meet you in the stables later. You and me, buddy.
Whoa. A little bit of love going on.
Hey, Thomas Jefferson ain't got nothing on me.
Want to let everybody know right now,
so
you are
the white girls.
Will you guys shut up for a minute?
Yes, fine, you.
Shut up, Sally Hemings.
Damn. Want to let everybody know, get into the chat room, irc.net.org, or go to spankwagon.net, click on cam and chat. We're going to be doing mad props here in a few moments. If these two could just shut the fuck up for a minute.
Shut the fuck up.
You just get, yeah, fucking.
Are you my Caucasian?
Yeah, I'm your Caucasian.
Word.
I'm feeling left out now.
You should. You're a bastard.
400 years of oppression.
400 years of oppression.
Wait, since when did we oppress Thailand?
Right? That was the French.
We never oppressed Thailand. What do we do? We buy their shoes. How can we oppress Thailand?
Did you say oppressed or impressed?
We are going to fucking teach you how to kickbox, and you are going to do it better than us, and we're going to go back to our country and...
Give
have
up.
Everybody walk all over us.
I give up.
Yeah.
I give up.
Fuck are you. I smoke a fag. Have a good day.
Anyways, that's my best French
impersonation.
It's getting better.
It is. That was your great walk into a Frenchman impersonation.
Right. It's almost Gerard Depardieu.
I would walk swishy if I wanted to be a Frenchman. Fruities. Fruity asses. Okay, facts.
He's got a lot of built up. Just
you hate the French.
Fucking
apparently.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Oui,
today.
Oui, I hate the French.
You don't like French fries either.
Or rondelet fromage. I hate it. Freedom fromage, man. Freedom fromage.
Freedom fromage.
Oh gosh, I am so Republican. It's sad.
You don't even do that good enough, but anyway.
Fuck you, man. Don't make me go turn it to Sean Hannity Jr. on your asses, man.
Okay, Tucker.
Tucker
Carlson. Oh,
yeah. You know what?
With a little fucking Pee Wee Herman bow tie.
Yeah, he fucking lost his street cred the minute that fucking
John Stewart
went
John
out there.
John Stewart
just
totally
his
went
ass
off on
him. Because you're a dick.
You got the music ready?
Yeah. Let's get the music.
Which one?
What are we doing next? What bit?
Mad Walks.
You want to do that? Fine. Let's go. Let's do it right now. All right. Coming up next.
You know, I'm clicker liquor free.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, the faithful listener, with
mad props.
Wow, can you give it a little more feeling?
Mad props.
Mad props.
Let's give up the first mad props to Diggs.
Mad props.
Let's give up mad props to Foo-Foo.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to guest one.
Anonymous props.
Where is that coming from? Let's give it up to mother-in-law.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to... Did you break another one?
No, it's saved.
Okay, good. Thank God. Let's give it up for Sushi Zero.
Mad props.
The Juke.
Mad props.
And finally, Virtual One.
Mad props.
Yeah, that's a good mad props.
That's angry props, man.
Mad props. Sound like Clint Eastwood next time.
Bet you're wondering to yourself, how many props do I have left?
Three.
Did he give five or six props?
Well, you gotta ask yourself. Do you feel lucky?
You know, I just watched Firefox today too on AMC.
Wow. Why is it you won't watch movies, but when you do, you choose shitty films?
I don't know. It was on, and you know, it was just there, and I'm like, you know, it's just sort of there.
I came in on the ending of Raw Deal the night before last.
You know, I watched an excellent film about racial tension called Crashed or some shit like that. Had like Matt Dillon and a bunch
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
It's actually quite good.
I know what you're talking about as well.
It's a wonderful story. It all intertwines. It's great. Yeah.
Anyways. Were you touched?
No, I wasn't by touched, but I love the fact that everybody was equally
hateful. Wait, he got touched by the flying spaghetti monster?
No, I was...
Thank you for catching that.
The bad part about it is I'm not Catholic, so, yeah.
That's bad?
What?
How's that bad?
I wasn't
How is not being Catholic bad?
I don't know.
Do you feel you need to be Catholic to complete your Republican trifecta?
To get touched.
Catholics are not Republican. They're evil Democrats.
No, I didn't think evil Democrats are Republican.
No, Mormons.
Good one.
Mormons are Republicans.
Mormons are just off on their own, dude.
No. They love Hannity over there. It's like friggin' every time he shows up the town and all that, it's like friggin', I don't know.
Mormons love Jell-O,
who's really
incest,
popular right
and,
now? Davy
taffy.
Jones?
Jell-O, incest, taffy, and storage bins.
Yes, Mormons love to store things.
Yes, they love the storage bins. Anywho. Mm-hmm.
Coke is it.
I got a world's worst headline. Okay. I mean,
let's hear this.
This is a good headline.
This is
something that makes you.
This is an amazing fucking article and a horrible, horrible headline. And for anybody listening, this came from my hometown newspaper, the Waterloo Courier.
Waterloo Cedar Falls.
Courier. Well, yes, the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, BFD.
Iowa.
In just, BFE.
Iowa is another place, like the Italians, that keep giving. So, anyways.
Giving what?
Just keeps giving good stuff.
Your mouth keeps giving off shit.
I heard the best thing to come out of Iowa was Interstate 80. Is that true?
It's the best thing going in, best thing coming out.
No, the movie White Boys.
Dude, I saw that last night. Thanks. That was great, dude.
Anyways, okay.
Who'd you kill, dog? I kill everybody. Anyhow, we got to get to this headline, dude.
Okay, I'm going to read the headline, and I want everybody's reaction in the chat room. I want everybody's reaction here in studio. I already know Claude, so I guess everybody's just you.
Okay.
Flying J. Warm weather, high gas prices lead to record drowning deaths. Sink that one in, okay? This is a headline from the newspaper, Monday, September 12th.
Could you repeat it, please?
Warm weather, high gas prices lead to record drowning deaths.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Thank you! I saw this, I'm like, I don't know. Claude, I mean, what was your reaction when you saw it?
I was just like...
It's like they like put like a bunch of shit in a hat and just pulled it out.
It's what it is. It's boggle headlines, basically. From Des Moines, record number of drowning deaths this year have been blamed on soaring gas prices and warmer than average weather. And this is according to the Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Kevin Baskins, not to be affiliated with his friend Mr. Robbins. People are vacationing closer to home because of high gas prices, and it has also been exceptionally warm, leading to more people on the water. Unfortunately, when people go out to recreate...
To recreate.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is.
Now,
that's like the worst use of it I've ever heard.
Safety is the last thing in their minds, on their minds. They're so wrapped up in having fun, which is why you go out and recreate.
trying to defecate.
You know, and that's kind of, they're so wrapped up in having fun, a lot of basic safety precautions slip their mind. As of Tuesday, 28 people drowned in Iowa this year, more than double the number of drowning deaths last year. I want to know,
damn, okay.
How in the fuck is this gas prices fault? How in the fuck? I can understand temperatures driving people to go out to the lake and go out swimming. That's fine. That I can draw a conclusion to. But the gas prices? Let me read that headline one more time. Warm weather, gas prices lead to record drowning deaths.
I don't know.
I'm sure somehow this ties together and somehow, some way, someone was sleep deprived late at night with an early morning deadline to meet, and this made sense at the time.
Well, hey, let's make up our own
headline.
But
the thing is, their fucking editor passed it. Okay, what would you do for a headline for an article talking about people drowning in Iowa because they have to go out and recreate?
Let me think here. I gotta.
We must go and recreate.
Plastic slinkies, suntan lotion.
Lead to
what poison gay boys. That's what that whole thing's about. Right there. Sounds of that.
I didn't see the connection.
Well,
myself,
that's my point.
Claude's too busy looking at white boys online.
I'm trying to see if I can get some sound clips.
Chocolate
this
spaghetti, onion rolls, Rosie O'Donnell.
There you go. in most cases, poor swimming ability has been listed as the cause of death. Funny how poor swimming ability can be listed for a cause of death for drowning, not gas prices. Yeah, he was in the lake and he drowned. Why? Well, he saw $3 at the local AM/PM
Barco
gas.
He got an OPEC cramp.
Yeah, he got an OPEC cramp.
She was blonde. Somewhere, there was a mirror at the bottom of the pool.
Somewhere there's a mullah that's just smiling, you know. Ah, yes, another American's around the Nile.
And then, of course, they talk about alcohol, you know, people who drink and boat, you know. So nowhere in here do they ever really cover gas prices other than it's too expensive to go places.
Is this a local
lake?
But
yeah, people are going, no, we don't have local lakes in Waterloo.
Okay, so yeah, so I mean, the thing is, maybe if it was like, okay, it's a local lake and nobody's going anywhere except for the local lake because nobody wants to go out of state to vacation.
Here he goes rationalizing. Hold the phone.
I'm trying to
play his music.
Trying to make sense of it, man.
Fucking rationalize. So, yeah, but I don't know. I don't see it. I don't understand it myself.
Me either.
Never mind. The time has passed.
Yes, it has. I was not prepared for that.
Well, that's what happens when you surf the internet.
I'm not just surfing the internet.
You're surfing.
Where's Leroy at? God damn it, Leroy.
That's why we got an engineer for this, but we obviously don't have the engineer handy because he's in
the shitter. Wow.
He's not chicken.
At least he has timing.
This is called dead air, people.
I really just want to point out what I have to deal with week in and week out.
Your burden is so hard.
I slave all week pulling headlines and news articles and writing for the show, you know, preparing and doing what I can do, bringing in music. And I have to put up with, you know, one jackass who shows up when he feels like it, another jackass that found an open Wi-Fi connection and is now leeching the bandwidth off who knows who the fuck was.
Oh, well, we love you too.
You know, this is stellar.
You know, this is good work right here.
I was trying to find clips from this movie that you've never heard of before.
And there may be a reason, you know.
It's a damn good film. You've seen White... When's the last time you saw White Boys? Did you see
apparently
it?
Apparently last night.
No, about 6 months ago.
It's a good film.
Yeah, especially when Snoop shows up.
It's a great film. Field of Dreams has nothing on this. This is the real Iowa.
Real Iowa.
Real Iowa.
The shizzle.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's accurate because there's only one black guy in it.
Yes, that's right. In Iowa.
Well, okay, if you really want to make it very accurate, you got to change all the white people out to, instead of just being regular, I guess you could say Americans, you have to change them out to immigrating Bosnians.
Really? So migratory workers, namely Mexicans, they haven't made it that far?
They have not made it quite that far, but I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we get snow.
There's a lot of Bosnians.
No, you know, I saw something.
But there is a ton of Bosnians.
I saw something the other day, though. I saw something the other day about the most dangerous catch. You know that crab fishing show, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a Mexican, a migrant worker, made it all the way up to Alaska to work on a boat.
Why
see,
not?
See, I get the pods.
Hey, if he can make $100,000 in like a six week.
I'm just
six-week work period? Fuck
you. Why doesn't your wife do that? Dude, be a migrant teacher.
I'm going to go hang out with the Inuits today and teach Nanook how to kill baby seals.
Club, club, club.
Nanook of the North. I'm sorry. Oh, eat your blubber now.
Dude, you could see the world if your wife was like a migrant teacher.
I don't think you could be a migrant teacher because there's already a problem when you have kids that move
you
from school.
You follow the children of the poor, dude. She just moves her schoolhouse.
So what are the...
You go, you buy a trailer.
What are the...
And you just tow that around the farmland.
So what other interesting things happen in the world of Mark sharing the news and comments? Oh, come on. It's not a real talk show.
Well, he's not been listening, so he's got to play catch-up with you since he's been gone.
Let's see. What's been happening?
Yeah, what's been happening? What's happening?
Same thing that happened before, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So,
reruns.
Claude, what are you researching online?
I was just trying to find sound clips from the movie White Boys, that's all. But apparently it does not exist, so I'm going to have to create something or do some more off the show research right there. It's a fantastic film. I think you would really appreciate it.
Speaking of fantastic, I love watching Mark just like grind his teeth down to powder, you know. Chomping at the bit. You know, it's called, you know, progressing the show forward, but this is pure entertaining for me.
See, the reason I was doing this, I like this movie White Boys because I don't know much about Iowa culture. And
I don't. Okay, and, first and, off, and you can't learn culture from a movie. You absolutely cannot.
Sure, you can. I mean, sure, I can't learn about the modern.
Okay,
because
that
I
means all I know
holiday.
About L.A. is everybody's either gay or on like or just fucking on speed and everything else.
Damn, and they're gang members.
Yeah. You been there?
Okay, well, that's pretty accurate.
Well, but yeah,
tell me about Washington D.C.
But Chocolate City. Yeah. But yeah, you keep telling me how like all these different food places and all these different things you used to do. You can't learn anything from a movie. I'm sorry.
You can learn quite a bit. Granted, like I say, dude, it's not like I'm trying to learn about Italy by watching Roman Holiday.
Hey, I'm frightened as hell to go to school in L.A. You know, public school, 187. Shh. Fuck that, man. After that movie, you know, Samuel Jackson squeezed one off in his head, man. After
that's the way it is, man.
No, fuck that, man.
That is Los Angeles. That is how it is.
Well, Miglo and his homies, man, can just like...
Fuck those locals forever,
yeah,
I say.
Right? Fuck that. You know, I ain't gonna be nobody's
blood in, blood
fucking
out.
The prisons are softer than
Cinderella.
Fucking
find yourself a fella.
Shit.
Popeye.
LA, what? Unified School District? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing unified right there are their fucking death statistics.
Right?
It's a very violent place.
Apparently.
So typically what you see about L.A. is usually pretty much true. But I want to learn more about Iowa culture.
I mean, you can't base on Iowa culture on a comedy movie about
it's
white
not,
guys
it's
acting
not a comedy.
Black.
It's not a comedy.
Okay, what is it listed as an Internet Movie Database?
I don't know.
Click on it and find out. It will tell you what they listed as.
Hey, bet them $12.
Are you trying to win it back?
Yeah, well, you know, double or nothing.
Drama.
But it also lists it as a comedy, so it's one of those comedy-drama deals.
Well, maybe you can find
dramedy.
It funny.
Wait, but you find it funny. Why do you watch it? Why do you watch it?
Because I want to learn about Iowa. I want to learn about where you came from.
Do you honestly think that is Iowa?
I feel that it's inside.
Is your ability
we
to
all
learn,
got the blood of African kings within us.
Is your ability to learn that hinder that you think that shit's really Iowa?
I really do.
Damn.
I believe that's a good
part
of it.
So I guess that what they tell us about L.A. being one of the stupidest places
is
accurate.
Yeah,
I
will back that.
And you're a product of that. You're a product of that.
I do come from there, yes, but I've come to Vegas for redemption.
How come it is that I am here in front of you? You've known me pretty much the entire time I've lived out here in Vegas.
Yes.
Did I ever act like a wigger at any point?
No, yeah. No.
For shizzle.
Because that would be an ignorant blanket statement.
There has to be some
but that's what
white
you're
people.
Saying.
It's
about
one
white boys.
It's one facet of life in Iowa.
But that
not
facet. But
not
see,
all the.
You just said that you watched that film to learn what life was like in Iowa.
Yes, it's
and
very
you
boring.
You therefore put a blanket statement over that.
Not well, to learn
now,
what life.
On.
No,
wait.
If I might interject here, okay.
Okay, go ahead and interject.
Are they? Are there not groups of roving teenagers that go out in the middle of cornfields and drink Mickey's and? You know, listen to music.
Yes, there are field parties, just like there are raves and stuff out here.
Okay,
and
I was just checking because that was a primary portion.
Now, that is accurate.
That's what they did. There was one guy that acted particularly wiggerish. Okay.
Which one?
In the film. Well,
the one
with the schnoz, man. The one with the schnoz.
Yes.
There was two others. That
Flip.
There's two others that didn't
now,
quite
I,
act.
I will say.
The other guy, not Trey Dog, Jay Dog.
Right.
The guy with the fucking fisherman's hat and the Ford truck with dualies?
Right.
Yes, with the fucking lights on top of it and shit.
Yeah.
Look like a goddamn...
I mean, but the whitest of the white people in this film was, in fact, the black man from Chicago.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, he didn't understand why he was acting... Why Flip was acting so Africanized, like the honeybees.
Yes, and even claimed that he was black on the inside.
The blood of African kings.
Mm-hmm, that everyone else is being racist towards him because they could not see that.
It actually is a painful movie to watch. I mean, because you're embarrassed for you're embarrassed for white people everywhere when you watch this film. But yes. It has its moments.
I learned a lot about Iowa. Just like I learned you have corn, lots of agriculture, and it's very boring there.
Just okay, like well, when I watched Kung Fu Hustle.
Wait a minute. This is all the same shit that I told you the reason I moved here was one, it was like, you know, it's all agriculture. There's nothing much else. It's really boring there.
You like Mexicans.
And you get the corn thing from that fucking song, okay? So don't even start.
No. You have corn on your quarter, I believe. Don't you?
Yeah, we do. But
there we go.
But
thank you.
What White Boys came out before our state quarter was even voted upon.
Well, that's really mad. I got corn on my stool. So, I mean.
So your poo comes from Iowa.
It does. Made in Iowa, it
says. That's a hellishly long bowel.
Hey, it has an AIM stamp
you,
on the
you,
back.
You fart, man. Places just rumble between here and there.
Shit.
Fucking Colorado feels it coming. What the hell?
You got to see White Boys, though, man. Because, you know, there's got to be a lot of people who
now,
are Uyghurs.
Now, I will. Yeah, there's everywhere, but.
Mm-hmm. But for this movie right there, it's particularly touching.
Why is that?
Because they live in a small community, and they wish to act blacker than the black people in the film.
Right, right.
To prove themselves.
I got a question. What tribes were indigenous to Iowa? I'm just curious.
What do you mean by
Sioux,
like
obviously. They named a city after them.
Okay, Sioux City. Okay, was that the only one?
No, there was Sioux. There's Meskwaki. There's a few. I mean, there are a few others.
Okay.
There are no Navajo. Those are mostly South. I mean, I don't know it off the top of my head because I just don't care enough to know.
Yeah, I got to go ahead and just write this stuff down, go ahead and get with the studio here and do the follow-up, Red Boys. So, okay, we come in peace. How?
Well, you know, you got a perfect location because you can shoot it inside of a casino.
Yeah.
We all got the blood of native tribesmen in us.
Right?
Engines.
Your wampum is my wampum, boy.
Change for a five? Here's some tokens.
Here's some fine tobacco products and beads. Hold on. We got to write out our contract. It's a fucking blanket.
Yeah, check that shit, y'all. Got me a 40 of fire water.
By the way, everybody in the chat room from Iowa is pointing out Sac, Fox, and Ute are other Indian tribes are native to Iowa.
Did you say Ute?
Sac.
Did you say Ute?
Two Utes.
Oh, excuse me. Someone's saying Ute's not in Iowa.
Oh.
Okay. So now we have dissension among Iowans as to which Indians live in.
Find it out.
Fuck, all I know is Meskwaki. Why? Because they ran a bingo hall and then a casino, okay?
Well, it does not matter anyway because your people in Iowa killed them all.
Right.
Apparently so. I mean, I'm German, so,
that was
you
very
know.
Noble of you.
Oh, you're German, so you killed Jewish people, too.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You're a fucking Mick who has no... Yeah, we even get started.
Yeah, that's right. Bring up my ethnicity.
You can't even pronounce it.
You will find a potpourri of oppression, my friend.
Jeez, hey, I'm what? Irish.
Well, everybody's Irish, man.
Yeah.
Apparently, but me.
We all got the blood of drunkards in us.
Hi there, boy. Pass me another pint of Guinness.
I'm Irish, East Band Cherokee, and German Jewish.
Oh, no, you're not one of those white guys that say I got like a quarter of Native
American. I want
American
a free education.
Yeah.
I'll say whatever's convenient. Yeah.
No, that's not me at all, man.
You're right, because you don't want an education.
No, I'm trying to apply for loans.
You Ignorance is best when dealing with Claude Balls.
Yeah, there's a lot of Native Americans in the four, or was it the Five Points?
In the Five Points.
Right.
You're watching Gangs in New York too much,
oh,
man.
No, I watched a documentary that was about the
a shit. Documentary. Right. Was it making of the movie?
No. It was on the Discovery Channel.
Dude, I saw a documentary about the shit, man. I saw the making of the movie.
Making of the movie. It's a documentary,
it's
all right.
It's about the same goddamn thing. God damn it, man. Just go ahead and just fuck my dreams up, you know?
See, back then, man, the Native Americans
used
CGI. I want to
see them educated on the show.
And Daniel Day-Lewis spoke for everyone.
He did.
When I close my fingers, glass, it's like a fist.
The glass eye. You know.
And he hit Sammy Davis Jr.? What?
You know, yeah, he like threw the axe in the guy's back. It was great. Or it wasn't an axe, it was a cleaver. Right. Yeah.
You can't even get shit straight that you've seen.
No, I can't. What are we talking about again?
What the fuck did you do?
We were talking about Daniel Day-Lewis.
No. I saw the
what
movie.
Did you do? Go to IMDb, read a couple reviews and shit, and then
I
talk about it?
I saw the gangbangs of New York. Jeez.
The
gangbangs. Totally different, man. Totally different. Leonardo the Slappy Ho.
I saw, was it Sweetback 2, double banging that black thing in there or some shit like that. That's pretty good.
Daniel, hey, Lewis. Sorry.
No, but you got to see White Boys. It's actually a very good film. I think you'll appreciate it.
I think you would,
and
too.
I may, but...
You'll be like,
if anything, I'll appreciate it for the humor, you know?
Right, and that's why I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, just...
I love it when Flip goes to Chicago and gets his ass beaten down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's great. Anyways, is there anything else happening in the world?
Actually, none that I really care about.
You had another story, didn't you?
No, that's all.
What's with the iPod?
I mean, I had the guy with the won the lottery, but I just quit that out because I figured
fucking 80-year-old bastard.
No, 92. 92 years old.
And wins a lottery. How much did he win?
Check it out. Here, you ready for this? He hits mega bucks for $21 million at the cannery here in Las Vegas.
Why? For a second time?
The 92-year-old man has accomplished the near impossible, winning a Megabucks jackpot twice. It's the first time someone has won the well-known jackpot more than once.
See, why does...
Local man, Elmer Sherwin.
Elmer
Sherwin.
Whoa.
Won the Megabucks slot machine worth $21.1 million Thursday night at the cannery. In 89, he won $4.6 million for Megabucks at the Mirage.
Fuck, man, why?
Okay, well, see, that's just... I don't understand.
Why,
what's
again,
the deal with senior citizens putting all their Social Security...
Why do they have to gamble, man?
And that's my point.
Well, no, I mean, it's not why do they have to gamble. You know, it pisses me off. They're old. They're never going to be able to, like you, we've said on the show before, never be able to bequeath it, never be able to use it. You're 90 fucking two. If you didn't die winning the heart attack, you know, die winning the jackpot, you're damn well going to die because that big... fake fucking giant check is going to crush your bony ass.
Well, I'm tired of old people winning everything. It's not fair to the youth.
Here's the bad part about it for me is the ones who don't win anything, that lose everything before they die, and there's nothing left for their family members to have been filling up their oxygen tanks and fucking wiping their asses when their bowels get all fucking loose. And, you know, I mean, what the fuck are they doing?
In that case, you know what, dude?
I never understood that.
I'd keep somebody on life support simply to get the cash.
You know, keep them alive so you can keep the money rolling in at least for 3 or 4 months, because that's what, $20,000 or $30,000 a month for the next 20 years of his life. Oh yeah, he's 92.
Oh,
he isn't going to live to be 118 or 109 or 120.
Then when Cindy Lou's college fund, you know,
fucking piss me off.
So again, I mean, and no one wins. You never hear anything about a 22-year-old winning the lottery.
Well, there was that young what cocktail waitress, that one who got paralyzed.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah. Thank you for the good happy ending.
Yeah, happy ending. She went. Wins Megabucks, wins like the biggest Megabucks ever, like 130,000.
She's like a quadriplegic.
130 million.
See, that's the difference.
She gets hit by a drunk driver. Her sister's killed right next door, and she's now, you know, quadriplegic. Can't even enjoy her goddamn money. Way to end on a happy note, Jay.
Gotta love it.
Hey.
That's some bullshit right there, man.
This is the world we live in.
I think it was a conspiracy, man. I think the casinos hired that drunk man to hit her so they wouldn't have to pay out no more money.
Well, somebody's getting the money.
That's way more black helicopter than me.
Wow.
Hey, man. Makes me feel happy to, you know. Mm. Oh, fuck you!
Fair enough.
Andy Garcia's like, you're going to pay me my money back.
Say what?
It's fucking bullshit, man. I'm tired of old people. I think old people should be banned from casinos.
And cars.
Yes, and fucking.
Yeah, and cars.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we go ahead? We got to close up the show. We got to
get
start
the closing for me?
I got it all.
All right, that's cool. All right. Thanks. Dude. This isn't Crazy Frog, is it?
No, it's not. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
We want to say a big thank you to everybody out there that helps us put on this wonderful show. First, a big thank you to our studio engineer.
Always late, but hey, he owns it.
You know, he's... Forget him.
Damn, he's on the shitter again.
Leroy!
God damn it, Leroy.
Oh, my God.
We want to say a big thank you to LBRocks.com for not only letting us play in their studio, but having a kick-ass studio. Big thank you to our syndicates, Pure Rock Radio, Extreme Radio Tampa, Mega Rock Radio, KC Host, and Real Music Network. If you want to find out where they're located at online, go ahead and go to spankwagon.net and click through.
Click through.
Also want to say a big thank you to friends of Spankwagon. Let's start off with All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Again, if you want to find them, go to spankwagon.net, click through. There you go.
Better late than never.
Really. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls.
And I'm the ever late Flying Jay.
And
there you go. Check us out.
And we'll be back next week.
Wait for my moment to be free.